It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The Springboks take on the All Blacks tomorrow at Bombela Stadium in Mpumalanga. The match will be their first one since 2018, making it their 102nd game played against one another. Kickoff is at 5 past 5. Joining me on the line now is Jan de Koning, who's the editor of rugby365.com. Jan, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa, and thank you for having me again.
What are we looking forward to tomorrow afternoon, do you think?
I'm very excited about this game. Firstly, because it's the All Blacks that's in South Africa. And always South Africa against New Zealand, it's a heck of a challenge. It's an exciting game to look forward to. And for once, the Springboks are favourites.
Are they, though? I mean, the reading I'm getting is that because the All Blacks are wounded, I mean, they lost a test series to Ireland, a historic victory for Ireland, and once again, well done to Ireland. And it's been a number of years since last the All Blacks had lost to South Africa on South African soil.
Yeah, the stats or recent history would favour the All Blacks. But I think the Springboks are definitely favourites because we've got a settled team and the All Blacks are not that settled. There's a lot of criticism of their coach. And, the Springboks come off a series win, albeit the second test we lost. But we've got a good team, a settled team. Most of the guys from 2019 are still around and they're still in a reasonable form. I wouldn't say I'm overconfident, but I think because we've got a settled team and we got the bulk of the guys who won in 2019, we will be more calm. We'll be more, under pressure. We better deal with those situations. We're playing in the low veld. I know people keep talking of the high veld. We're actually playing in the low veld, which is Mpumalanga Stadium is only about 700 meters above sea level, so it's not a big issue, but it's still a different atmosphere. A damp climate, and the ball can get sticky, and so. But I think the conditions favour the Boks because they've played there three times before. They've never lost in Mpumalanga Stadium, and the All Blacks have never played there before.
Quite a bit of writing up about Caleb Clark being drafted on the wing ahead of Sevo Rees for the All Blacks. How much of a danger will that be for the Springboks tomorrow, do you think?
I don't think it's a big issue for South African rugby. Remember, and I'm not dissing on the man, but the great Jonah Lomo could never score a try against South Africa because we seem to lift when somebody tells us, this guy is going to bully you, this guy is going to beat the living daylights out of you. We seem to get up for that. And so these big guys, must remember, they with ball in hand, they're always a threat. They're always danger. But we've got to think that these big guys also have a problem turning around. We used to do that with Jonah Lomo all the time. You put the ball behind him, he's slower turning around, and I think Caleb Clark's a very similar player. So I'm looking forward to the battle between Kirtley Arendser and Caleb Clark, especially in the air. So I expect a few high bombs to go on Caleb Clark, and I'm looking forward to, and we know Kirtley Arendser is great in that regard. His ball skills are sublime, and he's not scared to tackle. So it's a battle I'm really looking forward to.
So, turning the attention to the Springboks for a second, who will Ninaba be relying on tomorrow?
I think our key drivers, I enjoy the fact that Malcolm Marks is starting. It gives us a bit of a more physical presence up front. I think Eben is there. He's given us a solid, Eamon Loot gives us a solid spine. Visser at number 8 is probably not as established as we would like him to be. But then we've got Faf and Pollard, guys. And Faf owes us a good game. So I think maybe we look towards Faf. And then at fullback, Damien Willems. I know people talk a lot about him, but I kind of like Damien Willems and what he brings to the game.
Yeah, and it's going to be important for the Springboks to get off on a winning start, right? Because is it the following week or 2 weeks later that they play New Zealand again in Johannesburg?
The next Saturday. So tomorrow we play in Nelspruit, and a week later we play them at Ellis Park. Then it's really at the high veld, and then, if their lungs haven't burned enough from Mpumalanga Stadium, we can really turn it on in Ellis Park.
What can we glean from the series victory against Wales as far as Springboks potentially lifting the Rugby Championship trophy again this year?
I think we showed against Wales when it mattered. The big moments. I think in that third test, the big moments are the ones that we won. That tells me that the team is calm. They know how to stay focused in the moment. You know, those when you're suddenly under pressure on your line and you need to lift your intensity on defence, or when you have to kick a penalty, or when you have to get out of your half and you have to get pressure on the opposition. I think those are the things that this team is doing well at the moment. A lot has been said about our tactics, you know, and I think All Black coach Ian Foster said it very well. The Springboks are a smart team. They play to their strengths. And, you know, people can criticise them as much as they like. I think the Springbok team does what it does very well.
Yeah, it was Errol from Blue Downs, a listener about 10 minutes ago, who said it's a team that makes the least mistakes that will be the victor tomorrow.
Oh, indeed. You know, we can hold out all the clichés. You know, the team that wants the most, the team that makes the least mistakes. The fact is, it's those big moments. You know, when you're in the moment, when you're under pressure on your own try line, when you need to get out of your half, when you're on their try line, you know, how well do you control the ball? Those are the key moments, and those are the things that's going to win this test tomorrow.
Well, kickoff is at 5:05 tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful game, whichever outcome we enjoy. Jan de Quinning, thank you very much for your time and insight, editor of Rugby365.com.